Hello, welcome to another exciting episode of Understanding Quertems. So today we'll talk about FMT, which is not really a common term here in Nigeria, but it's an existing term, a valid term, but just few parts of the population uses it. Few parts of the community uses it, but then it's more common for queer men and male tops. Now, FMTs are those tops that appear feminine, because everyone has this mindset that tops should be masculine, manly, muscular, you know, appear all everything manly, like your typical manly guy, and have zero trace of effeminacy in them. That's like the mindset of a majority, especially the young queers. But the truth is that sex roles has nothing to do with the gender appearance. It has nothing to do with being masculine or feminine. Roles should not have to be a thing that you can't get to choose. One has to choose whether they want to be a top or whether they want to be a bottom or vice. It doesn't really matter. It has nothing to do with whether you are feminine or you're masculine. There's no rule that feminine men has to bottom while masculine men have to top. No. But then, since everyone already has that mindset, not everyone literally, but since majority has that mindset, feminine tops have to derive this term for themselves to actually have an identity of their own. So that was how the FMT was created, female top. And that is to indicate to you that the top is feminine, and in most cases they are dressed feminine. They have your typical bottom feminine kind of look, okay? The stereotypical bottom, the limp wrist, the colorful outfits, all the feminine girly details you can think of. Not really all, because I don't think everyone, it's not possible for everyone to have the same kind of exhibition, okay? Same kind of description, okay? But then all you have to know is that FMTs are feminine tops. That's just all you have to know. They are feminine tops. So in case you hear the word, just know that it's what it means. And the word is not really known here in Nigeria. You hardly see anyone use it, okay? And I think the reason is because homosexuality is still illegal, it's still criminalized, so people are kind of like still discreet about their sexuality and everything. So most feminine men, effeminate men, are discriminated here in Nigeria. They are always excluded in everything. So when it comes to hookup sites, hookup apps, everyone is always going for the manly tops, manly bottoms, anyone that is manly, just for the sake of secrecy. The discrimination towards effeminate men, it's just too much. The other time we talked about cissiphobia, and I remember mentioning that cissiphobia is just, the rate of cissiphobia is high, because it's like effeminate men carry this label on their forehead that everyone kind of sees without having to inspect or question them. what their sexuality is. Even though that doesn't mean that every effeminate man is gay, but then it's like being an effeminate man is telling the world, sending the world a message, a clear and loud message that you're homosexual. So it makes it hard to exist, it makes it hard to survive in countries in Africa or countries in Europe like Russia or other countries in the world where it's kind of scary to be a homosexual, where you can easily and be brutally beaten or killed for being a homosexual. So most effeminate men are forced to man up, to bring out, to muster all the masculinity that they can lay their hands on. So they have to like put the them aside. But recently, few persons have said claiming the label, even though label doesn't really matter. But then sometimes some people feel that they don't actually belong, that they're not actually seen. So getting a label for yourself or joining a label kind of gives you that kind of sense of belonging, gives you that kind of identity that you are actually valid, that you actually exist. But normally label doesn't matter, but everyone wants to be recognized, everyone wants to be part of something. So when they say, oh, this set of people should go here, this set of people belong here, you can actually feel like you actually belong somewhere. So today I believe you now understand what it means when someone says I'm FMT. It means that they're feminine tops. For you to understand that they are tops, but they have the feminine appearance. So also remember not to discriminate. Being effeminate doesn't mean that one can't stop. Sex rules has nothing to do with gender appearance, okay? So feminine men can top as much as feminine men can bottom. Masculine men can top as much as masculine men can bottom. So don't use effeminacy as some kind of disability or limitation to sex rules. Thank you very much for joining me today into our podcast. You come back to listen to our podcast for the next episode. Thank you very much. Bye.